Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. As Fargo rolls on, Cadet Greco is now in the books along with women's freestyle at the junior level. The women brought home three All-American finishes in Nicole Moore at 100 pounds, who finished seventh, and she's a double All-American in that she finished in fifth place in the cadet division. Brianna Douglas at 132 finished as runner-up with a 5-1 record after going 34-0 in match points heading into the finals. Marissa Patterson finished as national champion in the 180-pound division, finishing 4-0. On the guys' side, Cadet Greco, we had Cade Lindsay at 152, finishing 5th with a 4-3 record. Gavin Carter at 182 was 3-3 in 8th place. And Wyatt Hendrickson finished in 3rd place with a 6-1 record at 195. Both Carter and Hendrickson were double All-Americans, finishing as All-Americans in both Greco and freestyle competition. Marissa, welcome to the program. Congratulations on your national championship.
Thank you.
You won a folkstyle title a year ago, then you broke your arm in late spring, and it kept you out of competition for the whole off season of last year. How does it feel to come back like you did and win on the biggest stage at Fargo?
It felt amazing. Not being able to compete last year really, you know, it stunk, and it really brought me down. But being able to come back this year and make it to the finals and win, it felt great.
But it looked as if both you and your finals opponent from Virginia were a bit tentative at the outset of the match, but you took control and quickly closed the deal. Take us through that finals match.
Well, I knew, like, she came in straight from my hand. She was more into hand tying and banging up top than she was about shots. So I wasn't too worried about her coming in the legs or anything, but I knew she was heavy on top, so I had to, like, try and keep my head up, which she managed to get my head down a few times, but I was able to, like, shuck out of it and get my head out. And I was able to get double overs a couple times. And then the last time I got double overs, she was pushing in hard enough that I was able to sit back and throw with the double overs.
Yeah, it kind of appeared to be a little bit of a situation where you're putting yourself in danger. But, you know, you quickly just powered through it. And, you know, that was all she wrote.
Yep.
So had you had a chance to scout her, or did coaches scout her for you at all, or how did you prepare specifically for that finals match?
Well, I knew, like, I have heard of her because I know she's, you know, been around the wrestling world for a while, and she's actually wrestled one of my teammates. She wrestled Elisa Robinson, and Elisa beat her in folk style, but I knew she was good, so, like, I wasn't expecting nothing. I was just going to wrestle her however I needed to. But I just watched her wrestle and kind of just, you know, paid attention to how she moved.
So I'm sure your brother Jake was encouraging you from Matt's side. How special was it to have him witness your title?
It was awesome because when I won folk styles a year ago, he wasn't there because he was wrestling at state back in Kansas. And he, you know, he didn't get to see any of the matches or anything, but him being here this time, he saw almost all my matches, and it was great to have him there supporting me and help me out.
So your dad is known for being calm and collected no matter what the situation that you or Jake are in on the mat. What was his reaction after your finals match?
Him and my mom actually called me, and we talked for a while, and he said he was just tickled pink. He told me he was so happy that, like, this is hard to believe, but he told me he actually was starting to tear because he was so happy.
That's great. That's great. And I can picture him with his smile from ear to ear. That's terrific. And congratulations, you know, to him and your mom as well. That's great.
So
how was your training leading up to Fargo? Were you confident coming in that you could win a coveted stop sign?
At first I just knew I wanted to place. You know, I knew, like, I had to put in the hard work, and I was lifting, I was, you know, going to practice, everything. And then I went to camp for a week before we even left for Fargo. And honestly, I was a little worried that my endurance was going to be an issue, just because I've never had very good endurance. But throughout all the matches, I managed to not, like, I was winded. Who's not winded when they wrestle a little bit? But I wasn't as dead as I thought I would, especially cutting 10 pounds.
So you've signed a national letter of intent with Wayland Baptist, and I imagine we'll be leaving for Texas in only a few short weeks, probably. What does a Fargo title mean to you as you look back on your high school career and prepare for your college career?
Honestly, winning Fargo, it just shows that, like, I'm doing the best I can. Like, I'm as prepared for college as I possibly can be right now.
So you won a folkstyle national title and now one in freestyle. Freestyle is what you're going to be competing in during college. What style do you prefer?
I kind of like freestyle a lot better because it's not as much downtime, you know, being down on the mat. It's a faster pace, you know.
So Paola's Brianna Douglas also made the finals, but came up a bit short. What does it say about the level of girls wrestling in Kansas to have two of its own make the national finals?
I say Kansas is coming along pretty great, honestly. I mean, we may not have a full team for the duels or anything, but we're all wrestling hard. None of us went just out. All of us have won at least one match.
So you literally stepped off the mat in the finals and had now to have to prepare for dual competition. What is your mentality like heading into the dual competition? Is the pressure off a bit now that the focus is on the team rather than you as an individual? Or just what is your mentality as you prepare for the duels?
I mean, my mentality is, like, I want to win. You know, I'd rather wrestle to win than wrestle not to lose. But, you know, there's definitely not as much pressure. But at the same time, there is, because I'm our last weight. So if we're close in the duel and we need the pin, then I've got to go for it. But at the same time, if I lose, I'm not really losing much, you know.
Is there anyone that you'd like to thank or give a shout out to?
I'd like to thank my family for supporting me, you know, especially Jake, because he's always helped me out and stuff. And all my coaches, Coach Parks, Douglas, Connect, all of them. They're all great. Even the Ogdens.
Well, thank you for taking the time to check in with Airtime. Good luck to you and Team Kansas in the duels, and good luck at Wayland Baptist.
Thank you.
Gavin, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us this evening.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you've had quite a year. As a freshman, you placed third in the 6A tournament at 170 pounds in February, and then you were a national folkstyle runner-up in the Folkstyle Nationals in Cedar Falls in April. And then you were an All-American in both Greco and freestyle in Fargo. How do you account for the success that you have had?
Just a lot of training. I've gotten a lot of good coaching. Like this summer, they're working out a lot with Coach Keel and Coach Beck. But just putting in a lot of work on the mat, a lot of mat time. Just everything I do, I just try to do my best at and give 100% effort and just spend a lot of time on the mat.
All right, so take us through your first Fargo experience. What are your biggest takeaways as you look back?
Well, it just kind of taught me another dimension of toughness. And with the four weigh-ins, you really got to tough it out. And it's like the top kids, it's whoever can, it's not a whole lot about technique. It's just who's the toughest and who wants to go out and battle. Because, like, in these matches, anything can really happen. Like, you can be up 7-0 and end up losing by like a tech. So you just gotta just keep battling the entire time. It's just all about toughness.
What would you say to somebody that is reluctant to participate in summer wrestling, or specifically in the Olympic styles of wrestling? What has being around, you know, you mentioned Coach Keel and Coach Beck, you know, some of the athletes that you're able to be around. What has it done for you to be in that environment, and what would you say to somebody that maybe is reluctant about jumping in?
Well, I've seen a really big improvement, like just all around wrestling, and it's great. I get a whole lot of new looks with a lot of new practice partners, and it's just a whole different styles of coaching that you get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And getting out of your comfort zone, that's all. The only thing that's going to do is make you better. If you want to keep making strides forward, you got to step where you're uncomfortable and just keep pushing through. And like that's what it takes to get better.
All right. So what are your goals as you're heading into your sophomore year at Washburn Rural High School?
Well, I just thinking about this next summer, I definitely I want to come in and double up with two titles the next year at Fargo. That's really on my mind right now. And also besides that, I want to get a state title.
So is that like next year might look a lot like this year as far as the competitions that you're interested in entering, as far as Folk Style Nationals, Fargo, maybe regional tournaments, that sort of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah. Yeah, all the same. I think I'm going to go to a few bigger tournaments too, like some preseason tournaments before the year and some more postseason, just to get some better competition and just to test myself even more.
And you mentioned that that you had a little bit of a weight cut with you know the four weigh-ins. What are you weighing, and what weight class do you anticipate going next high school season?
Well, I didn't. My weight cut wasn't too bad for this tournament because I went to the OTC like the week before our camp for Fargo. So my weight started dropping at that, and I went straight to the Fargo camp. And so my weight was like, it just kind of slowly decreased. I just had to be careful at Fargo. But I'm weighing around, walking around at about 90-ish. I'll most likely wrestle 82 next year.
So who are some of the college and international wrestlers that you study and try to emulate?
I look up to Thomas Gilman, just his mindset. And of course, like, Burrow, just how he's always like, he's just really confident. And Kyle Snyder, I can relate to him being like a little heavier. So that's more personal a little bit. And one, he's not a big star or anything, but like one that I really looked up to is Kamal Bey. He's a Greco-Roman wrestler. And I just really love the way he wrestles. He just like is always on the attack and just ready to pull the trigger at all times.
So as you, you know, you're only going to be a sophomore next year. But are you already starting to think perhaps about wrestling in college?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's always been. I really like to wrestle at a D1 school.
Okay. Well, I think you know you're well on your way as far as what you're doing competition wise and the results that you're having. So I think that's definitely a reasonable goal for you. All right. Do you have anybody that you want to thank or give a shout out to?
Yeah. So I want to shout out a big shout out to Coach Beck, as he was my main coach this weekend, and all my he was cornering me, and he was working with me a lot for the Greco leading up to this tournament. And then Coach Keel, I've worked out with him a lot for freestyle and stuff like that. And then who else? My parents a lot, and just letting me they spend all the money letting me come out here and trusting that I'm just not wasting their money and really putting their faith in me, even if I'm having some downs. But just like, just really been with me up my up and downs, and not being super nice when I'm cutting weight, but they still stick by my side and tolerate me and just be the best they can be to support me and do everything they can. I want to thank one more people.
Sure.
And I want a huge thing for my grandparents that came down here, drove all the way by themselves and had to pay a lot of money for their hotel to stay here because they got here at the very beginning and they watched through all the way and they just supported me the entire time. They couldn't ask anything more from them.
We've been visiting with Gavin Carter, double All-American at Fargo this year at the cadet level. And we want to wish Gavin good luck in as he starts his sophomore year at Washburn Rural High School. Thank you for joining Airtime.
All right. Yep, thanks for having me.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.